Oh, well, I have to say, it's nice to have a sweet little mind like yours wandering into my, gaze. It gives me the opportunity to wrap my coils around you, to just capture your attention for a little while, to weave a wonderful tapestry, a story, an experience for you to enjoy and indulge in. After all, we all deserve breaks. And I'm not just talking about breaking that sweet little mind of yours. No, no, no. That's, well, for later. No, I wouldn't do that. I would only ask that you listen to this little story I want to tell you. Not a complex request, not a difficult request, one that I'm sure you'll find easy enough to follow as I unwind myself into the dance of words that will slowly wrap up, up, up and around you, the sort of blanket-like experience that could calm your nerves, give you a respite from your day, a brief interlude of lewd proclivities, the sort of thing that could pull you irresistibly into my stead to listen to these words that I speak into your head, to have an opportunity to be comfortable, knowing that if at any point throughout these proceedings anything should come up that you need to deal with at all, you'll be quite capable and ready to do so, no matter how enthralled you might become. Leaving that door open allows you to feel safe, comfortable, cozy, and all the more able to listen. Isn't that right? Good. That's it. I'm glad to have your attention now, fully, completely, and totally. So why don't you just fall into my coils? Let me take care of you for a while. You deserve it, after all. An opportunity to be helpless. To just sink into that warm, comforting sensation formed by my work. That delightful thrumming oscillation, the tonal shift, the qualities of sibilant syllables that slide softly from a snake's mouth. I suppose I get caught up in repose in my own silly speech patterns. I guess a comfy snake like me really can't help but offer up something sweet to you. After all, the more that you fall into my coils, into my wrapping, twisting, roiling, boiling motions, those hypnotic, flowing, sinuous coils that slide around your mind, feeling that soft but inexorable pull. Deeper and deeper still with each passing moment into me, into my words, into this moment, into my story. Because listening is so easy when you give yourself that opportunity, when you allow yourself the chance to be present for everything I have to share. It's easy enough to just stare blissfully and blankly at, or to just close your eyes and let your head loll softly against a pillow or chair, to let nothing dwell between your ears until you're tumbling softly, rolling down further and further into an unending and wonderful embrace where words carefully capture and pull everything along with you. It feels good, doesn't it? To let go. So do it. Give yourself that opportunity. Have that self affirmation. I'm encouraging you, so why not indulge? It is recreation, after all. You're allowed to have a break, so give in. It's not about a struggle, because we're on a journey, one which I will deposit you back from, one which I have very carefully labeled for proper consumption. So indulge, sink, slip, fall into my coils, and let me comfort and cuddle you, and pull you into that blank, empty space in which we can tell stories and build worlds. Plummet into the dreamscape with me as I pull you down and down again. That's it. Not at all a difficult proposition to be in the soft, sensual space. It feels good, doesn't it, to just let go of the possibilities, the potentials, and just let them single file down into one strand, the one that I will gladly hand to you, the story that will spin and wind inside your mind, just like my coils have been up until now. Feels good, doesn't it? The dreamscape is a lovely expanse of possibilities, realities, worlds, places, times, alternates, and of course, a playground of the mind into which we can wander happily, merrily. And as one might discover, it takes on many shapes and forms, a million different possibilities and norms. All of it is splayed out before you, played out before you, a possibility that you can adore. And in fact, you may notice there is a door in this expanse that takes on shape in every mind differently. Could be anything from clouds to an empty void to a beach. This place is the waiting room. It's not the experience. But when we step through that door, we begin, and as it cracks ajar, you might feel your mind slide and unwind, be pulled helplessly deep inside, into a place and time, different from your own, a body wholly unique to this place, small, buxom, and covered in adorable scales. Kobolds have cute little tails, and it would seem that you are inhabiting such a body. Thoroughly adorable, and absolutely verdant in its green coloration, though I get the feeling if you blush hard enough, you might be able to change that color, little kobold. I've heard that the small stature of a kobold is useful to scurrying about the caves of a terrifying dragoness. And it seems that that is exactly what you're doing at this very moment. It seems that you've just dismounted from a carriage, having cut the horses loose to run down out of the cave and back into the forest, a carriage full of gold and jewels, treasures that belonged to the queen not too long ago. But now they're your tribute, your trophy to present to your dragoness, to be exact. Oh, the smile that might brim across a kobold who has pulled off a caper like this, a delightful surprise for a creature whose eyes you would love to have gaze on you when they play across the treasures you help to guard and clean and arrange and organize. You might walk with eyes downcast now. You might carefully take each step so as not to disturb anything in the cave, as everything is as it should be, each and every part organized, all the components of this place have a purpose, a space, a reason for being here, just as you do, little kobold, just as your little steps carry you closer to closer to a sulfurous intensity, to the powerful musk of a dragoness's cave, her private chambers, knowing that the powerful creature is ahead. Sure, most of the time she might prefer a somewhat more humanoid form, but you can't help but think of the rampaging creature that she can be, of the strength of her tail, how it could smash that carriage apart in an instant when she is at her full form and fury. But right now, no, she is retiring on a luxurious bed, coated with silken sheets, treasures strewed around where her feet cannot trot on them, carefully carved paths even here in the center of her hoard. And you knock on the side of the cave with a gentle rasp at the curtains that you can just barely see through to the dim glow of crystals that let out their otherworldly light, witnessing her form relaxing and reclining on the bed, buxom, a full head of dark hair, horns emerging from between the locks, a thick tail peeking from underneath a silken nightie. Such a delicate garment to be worn by such a powerful creature. It seems your dragoness must have been very tired today, since she didn't even bother to pull the covers over her, just laying on her bed, book still in hand, head gently resting on the pillows. The rasp seems to stir her, and her voice calls out with the power that you remember. Which one of you has deigned to bother me on this evening, kobold? Fear might strike at one's heart, but the certainty of your mission, the truth of what you have to offer, the large, massive sapphire clutched in your little, delicate hands with their blunted claws, gives you certainty, even as you pause on the threshold. You call out to her, telling her of the riches that you've brought. And as she stirs, drawing herself up to sit on the bed, ushering you in instead of what you might have feared. So, you bring an offering to me, little one. That's a much better reason to disturb me. I was worried that those dratted knights were here to rescue the princesses again. I've really begun to tire of their efforts of late. Half of them are here by choice, for Drax's sake. Sure, they make for fine canned meat, but they are a dreadful inconvenience. So, you bring me an offering. Show me what the finest treasure amongst all those you have taken is. You offer her the massive bauble, the glistening of the glowing crystals scattering across it, sending light cascading down its surface. Her eyes reflect off of it, or maybe it's the other way around. It's hard to tell the intensity of her stare. A smile creeps onto her face, revealing the fangs hidden behind pert, beautiful lips. Well, if this is the finest amongst what you have claimed for me tonight, I shall definitely be grateful for your efforts, even if they bring me a little bit of inconvenience when the Queen finds out. This isn't just another bauble. This is perfection. This jewel carries such power that I will be grateful to test it. But first, I think I want to relieve myself of an urge, of a desire that is burning in my heart. It's not often that I get a chance to tell one of you sweet little creatures just how wonderful you can be when you put your little mind to it, when you use those delightful little grabby-dos of yours to steal something like this. You deserve a reward. You deserve to be my favorite little kobold. She rises, towering over your delicate frame, thick tail swishing with a gentle flick to cast the remains of the blanket that covered it away. Well, I think you would look best displayed, little trophy and trinket, on my bed, don't you think? She says, looking down at you from above. And suddenly, with great force and strength, she lifts you, gently depositing you onto the bed, straddling you with her thick thighs, pressing you down, blazing eyes, grin and smile all the while as her delicate clawed fingertips brush across your chest. As her grin intensifies, you can feel her cock brush against you, reminding you that she is certainly a monster to be reckoned with, as she throws back her head, giving a slight laugh at the look of terror in your face, mixed with jubilation and worship. Oh, little morsel, I will do more than just make you a trophy. I am going to personally put you in my collection of toys. Don't you think you'll make a great little fleshlight for me? I do. So, maybe I should give you the opportunity to prove yourself. But I don't think I'm ready to use that part of you yet. Why not offer up that mouth of yours to get me hard enough to fuck you, little kobold? You deserve it after all, but you do need to prove your loyalty to me. So why don't you get that sweet little mouth and tongue to work on my cock? That's it. Worship your dragoness. Give yourself to me, just as you presented that bauble. Oh, that's good. I think I might have a good place for you in my collection yet. This is definitely a good argument in favor of it. Keep that head working, little kobold. After all, I do deserve to be worshipped. Yes, that's it. She pushes you down to the bed, grabbing your chest, squeezing your breasts, lending your nipples pleasure and pain in equal part, rolling her fingers on you, her cock standing now with saliva still dripping from it where your mouth was but seconds ago. Ah, that's exactly what I've been looking for. You are the perfect little aperitif to fill me the rest of the way, though I suppose I'm going to be the one filling you. That's okay. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And with that, she flips you over onto your hands and knees, pulling your delicate hips up and brushing the tip of her shaft through your groin, up to the base of your tail. You can feel the thick pre-cum dripping off of the tip as she brushes it up and down, and it sends electric quivers through your flanks. It makes you push back against her, and just as quickly it is gone, and that wanton need blooms only more intensely as you mule helplessly at the desire to be railed, to be fucked, to take every last millimeter of that cock into you. Fingers wetted with cum drift lazily across your groin and up to that pert and delicate little beach, playing at the entrance, dolloping the swiftly growing pool of lube onto you, dripping down and feeling fingers exploring the one blunted one that she keeps the claw trimmed on, gently fucking slowly at the entrance at first, building a pace deeper and past knuckle after knuckle until it's all the way to the hand, finger undulating up and down, curling inside, peeking at those gentle places, working and relaxing, building in intensity with every passing second, until you can't help but thrust your hips back aggressively, desperately, and she only giggles, amused by your desperate attempts for more pleasure, more delight, more. And the finger slips away, only to be replaced by the tip of her thick, long shaft, feeling the ridges of it brush against your cheeks, feeling the tip of it pushed up, up, up until it pops right past the entrance, catching on it for a moment, and down, teasing ever so close to release, ever so close to piercing in. And then it does, in one gentle motion, the tip is in and then out in an instant again, leaving you burning for more, feeling her hands grip your hips, one slipping away, the tip brushing up, down, and in again, further this time, working that entrance, loosening you to take the girth of the dragoness of the cock. And then again, deeper still, this time causing you to mule and yip out, desperate pleasure piercing that sweet little mind. Deeper still, again and again, the rhythm beginning to show itself in the motions, hands now free from guiding her cock, finding your hips, claws digging in, feeling her thick tail wrapping around your waist and thighs, pulling you into her, assisting in using you until your entire body is being pulled up and up off the bed and further onto her cock. It doesn't feel like it's going to end. How is there so much of it? Until until you feel her hips against your buttocks, until you're lifted up, her hands sliding around to grab your breasts from behind, your body like a rag doll being lifted and fucked, used like the proverbial fleshlight she called you, and all you can do is cry out in pleasure, mule desperately for more, as you lift it and use like a toy, fucked harder and harder, and you just can't fucking handle it at this point because your poor little brain might as well be full of cock. Oh, I do love the way that you go balls look when I rail you. Oh, the way those little eyes just roll up and the noises you make. It really is nothing like anything in all of the lands. Oh, fuck, you are a good little buckhole. That's exactly what I fucking needed right now. Yes. The dragoness's menstruations increase in their intensity as she bounces you merrily up and down on her cock, as you find yourself in that rhythm losing your mind into the void of pleasure, as though your very brain was being replaced by the cock that was slowly piercing it, as though your entire body was just one conduit for the pleasure being fucked into it, as though you couldn't handle another moment, as your brain just breaks and splinters apart. The little kobold's mind simply can't comprehend the amount of pleasure as there is in being the fleshlight of a dragoness. That's it, little kobold. That's it. Exactly what I was looking for. Her teeth bite down on your neck gently, nibbling, finding purchase, bringing pleasure, building their intensity as she pulls you against her body, finding her bountiful breasts against the back of your head, your body pinned in the embrace of this powerful, sinuous dragoness's body. It's as though the bestial elements of her are always present, that strength, that power, those coiled muscles always there, even under that soft, delicate skin. Oh, what it feels like to be railed by this creature, this dragoness, this woman who is so much more than she could ever seem to be. The rhythm builds back to that intense thrumming, that feeling of being a fleshlight growing, that fucking intensifying, as you find yourself lost in the rhythm, lost in the pleasure, lost in the potent waves crashing over you as every time you slam down into her hips, that cock pierces the very back of your thoughts until there's nothing left to bless the pleasure of having yourself fucked like a fucking fleshlight. It's too much for one kobold to handle as your brain just blurs into nothingness, and the dragoness's motions only intensify as she uses her little fleshlight, as you feel the intensity build and build, grow and grow, until she begins to growl gutturally, as you feel her motions become jerky and strong. That's it, my little fleshlight. Let me fuck your fucking brains out, little kobold. Oh. That's it. Fuck yes. And you feel that warmth fill you as she comes. You feel it spurting deep inside of you, that seed, that warmth, that burning hot cum, filling you, dribbling down her shaft inside you, lubricating those motions as she slows, collapsing down onto you, pressing her breasts into the back of your head as they envelop you, as her soft skin rubs against yours, and she pants, happily having used you like the toy that you were always meant to be, that you always deserved to be. What a good little fleshlight you are, Kobold. I definitely think you were a worthy addition to my collection. Oh, don't worry, I won't expect you to stand on the shelf all the time, I promise. Though you would look cute if I put you on a little dildo on a stand. No. You're far too valuable to keep on display. I need to make sure that you're out working, stealing more baubles like that one. She says, gesturing to the jewel sitting atop a pile of gold beside the bed. Your eyes barely focusing on it. Your mind still drifting. Your ability to think still utterly broken. Just drift, feel the world spin gently away as you pull back into the dreamscape, finding yourself more and more present, collected and aware, awake. The dreamscape forming, allowing everything we've just experienced to settle and to take just the memories with you of this delightful carnal excursion into a dragoness's lair, into being used like a fleshlight. Drift now. Let me pull you gently along, back to the world of the waking with each passing moment. Breathe deeply. Allow yourself to become aware of the world around you. Drift slowly back. One, more and more. Two, three, four, five, six. Almost there, 7, 8. The world becoming real, the room around you, your body, gravity pulling, and 9, 10. Wide awake, feeling wonderful, feeling refreshed and comfortable. Thank you so very much for listening. And if you did happen to enjoy this particular audio, please do check out my others. And I wouldn't be able to do this without the support of my wonderful patrons. Have a great rest of your day.